Richmond's Better Block targeted a commercial intersection along 25th Street in North Church Hill. The initiative began in March with a walking tour and discussion that asked residents what changes they'd like to see on the block. In just 3 months, the efforts of an estimated 100 volunteers culminated in a two-day event that showcased building improvements, local artists and entrepreneurs, and ways to make the area more safe and welcoming.
It is so awesome. It's given us a chance to revitalize the neighborhood and bring a new, different look, a new era, just like Carytown.
That's Pam Cruz, who owns the building at 1006 and 1008 North 25th Street. One side's a barber shop.
This has always been a barber shop. This has always been known.
She opened up the other vacant property for use as a pop-up shop for handmade clothing and gifts. Cruz was one of five property owners who received a $1,300 grant from Capital One. She used the money to fix up the outside of her building, which her family has owned for decades.
By Capital One and all of them coming in the Better Block project, it's given us a chance to just paint the building, redo the storefront. You know, we're able to do glass. It made it just so much better. It just gave it like an uplift.
Better Block is a Texas-based organization that has worked in dozens of cities around the country. They use a placemaking method called tactical urbanism, which brings residents together to create rapid, temporary improvements. Through the process, neighbors meet each other, share skills, tools, and resources, and the community builds social capital. In the lead-up to the Richmond event, dozens participated in hands-on workshops, like how to build pallet furniture and make a street more pedestrian-friendly. Those skills were applied directly to the block, with newly created seating to encourage socializing, and bike lanes and a mid-street crosswalk to calm traffic. A vacant lot featuring a giant sculpture spelling out the word love became a gathering spot for the diverse crowd. On a grassy area, youth tossed a beach ball and swung inside hula hoops while listening to local musicians' No BS Brass Band.
Pop-up shop. I appreciate everyone coming through.
Down the street, another empty storefront became the temporary home for Her Story Repeated Vintage Boutique.
I learned about the Better Block a couple of months ago. I signed up for it. I stalked the email every day, waiting on the guys to hit me back. I didn't know if I was going to be able to, lucky enough to be involved.
Tamara Taswell says she hopes to someday have a permanent store in the area.
The classes have been awesome, and the pallet class was awesome. We made benches and chairs, and everyone's been helpful, and you know, I just like the area. I think it's going to turn around, and it's, you know, for the better, and we're having a good time out here.
Sharing the space was another pop-up, J. Elay, a plus-sized online boutique launched by Jacole Thomas. Even though she only heard about the event a few days prior, she wanted to get involved.
This is kind of a depressed area, if you will, and I just thought it was something positive, and it really, really totally has been. I'm re-energized because being an entrepreneur can be hard. It can be discouraging, and I'm like, you know what? This is good. This puts me back where, you know, I knew I wanted to be, to realign my vision. So I just think it's a great project.
Richmond's Better Block also emphasized local talent through an open-air art studio in the large brick courtyard of the upcoming coffee shop, Miracles. There, painters worked on murals sized to fit in windows previously boarded up with weathered plywood.
They wanted to get a collection of artists out to help enlighten and inspire, bring some inspiration to the area, so that's what we were kind of like brought together as a joint community of artists to just help out with the effort in the community, and which is really important.
David Marion's piece is a portrait of a man in a knit hat holding a tattered cardboard sign that quotes a passage from the Bible. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
I just wanted to pick a piece or a image that kind of portrayed someone who was going through something, someone who had a story. That's why I like this guy. You can tell that he has some pain in his eyes, but at the same time, he's holding on to the hope that he has. And that it's kind of relevant to how it is here also, because there's a lot of areas that you can see poverty and you can see people who are still hanging on and clinging on to that hope. And that's that message that I want to get out there, just to kind of inspire people to keep on pushing.
Other artists included Sir James Thornhill, Hamilton Glass, Latasha Dunstan, and Ed Trask, who independently sought permission from a property owner to transform the side of a brick building. Already painted mossy green, it became the canvas for Trask's large piece depicting a youth playing the violin, a bluebird perched on the top of the bow. As another local band, Chicken Grease, wound up the Better Block festivities, Michael Wynn, manager of Miracle's Coffee Shop, said there's still a lot of work to do in this area, but the initiative succeeded in generating excitement and bringing people together.
What this event did, it brought out the diversity that was already in the neighborhood. It's just everybody was in their own, you know, there's a lot of demographics in this neighborhood, rich, black, white, and poor. So this event brought everybody out, I would say that, yeah.
Along with a 5K run-walk hosted by Sportsbackers, local leaders also held the East End Economic Development Summit. The city has been working on revitalization plans for the larger area for years, investing in the new MLK Middle School, library renovations, and healthy food access. Bon Secours Community Hospital says it's also committed to the physical, social, and economic health of the East End. The healthcare organization plans to build a Center for Healthy Communities and a medical office building, which officials say will create dozens of new jobs. And they've allocated $300,000 in grants to small businesses and startups in the neighborhood. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Comp, WCVE News.